It was a musical afternoon. No speeches, just a time to come together with the universal connector, music. Singing for Liberty was the theme, peace and justice, the message played and sung by 8 musical groups. One of the founders of Friends of Human Rights, Mel Underbakke, announced the first selection, a musical tribute to Sami El-Arian. The former U.S. professor was acquitted of terrorism charges in 2005, but remains imprisoned under house arrest.
It's about a good friend of mine. It's called The Ballad of Sammy. That's kind of where we started, Michael. And then we found that his story is basically the same story for lots of people, and his story threatens all of us. And so we've gone on from there, and our concern now is its civil liberties in general. So again, these 2 songs tell our story. And thanks to the choir for volunteering to sing.
Singing for Liberty was held at the First United Church of Tampa. Reverend Bernice Powell Jackson spoke about the history of the church.
First United Church of Tampa is celebrating its 125th anniversary this year. And so it's really significant that we are doing it by celebrating 125 days of peace with justice. And sponsoring this event of Friends of Human Rights here at our congregation is one way of doing that. So we're excited about hosting them. We're a Peace with Justice, an Earth Charter church, an open and affirming church, and a multiracial, multicultural church. So this is who we are, and this is what we're about. So we're delighted to have them here today.
Shouting and name-calling suppresses truth and fuels hatred. Casual conversation over food and music set the mood for interaction among peoples of different backgrounds and faiths, a relaxed condition for agreement and mutual respect.
We all worship in our own ways. That should not keep us apart. We should not make, we should not fight. We should put our guard down and come closer and embrace each other.
Because Allah is the same as Jehovah.
See, that's yeah. What I'm this. Elohim. Elohim is in Jewish.
Very ancient.
Learning firsthand overturns prejudice and creates a willingness to work together for the justice of all. You can learn more about Friends of Human Rights at FOHRINC.org. For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito reporting from Tampa.